it's definitely needed because men, not all men, but a lot of men will tend to bottle things up and not share things. And I think a lot of the time over a beer and stuff like that, going out in the pub is not necessarily the right environment to have those conversations where you've got things bottled up. So, you know, providing spaces like this, like with Dad Space and that, that gives you that open space just to talk freely as much as you feel comfortable with.
And why do you think it might be that perhaps men do bottle things up more than perhaps women will? You know, women have traditionally been seen to share their problems more. Why do you think in the past men haven't done that?
Masculinity, I feel like probably a bit they feel as though it's not very macho or stuff like that to show your vulnerability, when actually showing your vulnerability is actually a real strength that anyone can show. They can show that if they're struggling with something and they can share that, that's a real strength, I believe.
And what sort of feedback have you had from the dads that come along? I mean, are you seeing the same people every time you meet up, or is it different people? What have they said to you about the group and how it's helped them?
So both, really. I think pretty much every session that we've had, we've at least had at least one new person, if not half a dozen, and equally we have returning people coming every time as well. We have a WhatsApp group for the dads that's there as a support between the meetings, as well as a Facebook private group, and we get messages from the guys just saying how much they feel relieved by sharing the things that are going on in their heads and stuff like that, and getting it off their chest. Yeah.
And as well as the WhatsApp group and Facebook, tell us what else you do, because you do meet up in person as well, don't you?
Oh yeah, so that's mainly what we do is the meet up in persons. Yeah, so the supports with the WhatsApp and the Facebook, they're purely there in between the meetings. So we have monthly meetings, we have a sit down meeting, which is held in Boughton on Chelsea at the Albion pub. That usually lasts between two and a half hours. And then the following month, we have a walk and talk, which is also in Boughton on Chelsea at the Musket Brewery. And that, again, will have the sit-down environment for the guys, where we have the opportunity to talk about whatever they want. And that's followed by a walk out in the fresh air.
And can you see the group after 18 months, Denver? Can you see that it's going to be growing? Are you going to expand this into other areas? Or what's going to happen in future?
Yeah, absolutely. So already, that's the two locations that I just spoke about there are in Maidstone. We also have a venue that we've been operating now for over a year in Sevenoaks, called the Lost Gardens of Sevenoaks. And over there, we host a lot of family events over there that run sort of like Easter, Christmas, Halloween, etc. We've got a fundraiser there in the summer. And we're also launching our first Dad Space evening event over there with a fire pit and a burger and a beer, which is quite a relaxed affair, which gets the guys involved to come along to that. And new locations. We are actually in conversation with the KCC at the moment. I've got Tunbridge Wells, Ashford, Broadstairs and Folkestone are all new locations that are all on the horizon that we should be launching later this year.
Fantastic. So it really sounds like it could go countywide, which obviously is going to offer a huge amount of support to an awful lot of dads, because at the minute you must feel a bit frustrated that it is just the ones in Maidstone and Sevenoaks are able to do at the moment. And you must know there's way more dads that would like to get together and chat about issues.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the broader picture is we want to be able to offer this to as many towns across Kent and beyond as possible. I think it's proven by the meetings that we do just how much it's needed. By offering that space, it surprised me just from the very first one we did, just how much it was needed. And like I say, by the fact that we have regular people coming back all of each session, along with new people, each time new people come in, it's growing and growing. Yeah, for me, I just want to see it. I want to see Dad Space being offered in every town across Kent to start off with, and then beyond.